Since language tends to become the chief instrument of learning about many things, let us see how it works. The baby begins, of course, with mere sounds, noises, and tones having no meaning, expressing, that is, no idea. Sounds are just one kind of stimulus, some having a soothing effect, others tending to make one jump, and so on. The sound HAT would remain meaningless if it were not uttered in connection with an action which is participated in by a number of people. When a mother is taking an infant out of doors, she says hat as she puts something on the baby's head. Being taken out becomes an interest to the child. Mother and child not only go out with each other physically, but both are concerned in the going out. They enjoy it in common. By conjunction with the other factors in the activity, the sound hat soon gets the same meaning for the child that it has for the parent. It becomes a sign of the activity into which it enters. The bare fact that language consists of sounds which are mutually intelligible is enough of itself to show that its meaning depends upon connection with a shared experience. In short, the sound HAT gains meaning in precisely the same way that the thing hat gains it by being used in a given way. And they acquire the same meaning for the child as they have for the adult because they are used in a common experience by both. The guarantee for the same manner of use is found in the fact that the thing and the sound are first employed in a joint activity as a means of setting up an active connection between the child and a grown-up. Similar ideas or meanings spring up because both persons are engaged as partners in an action where what each does depends upon and influences what the other does. If two savages were engaged in a joint hunt for game, and a certain signal meant move to the right to the one who uttered it, and move to the left to the one who heard it, they obviously could not successfully carry on their hunt together. Understanding one another means that objects, including sounds, have the same value for both with respect to carrying on a common pursuit.